has not been approved. And the application was at the beginning of May, and we are now middle of July. With that, this kind of disaster without any food, surely why would the government sit on that application for so long? I have phoned Minister Made on a number of occasions, and he promised me that he was going to look into it, and then he is no longer answering my calls. So they are obviously denying it.
What does the MDC plan to do?
Well, we will keep on putting pressure, but as far as the import is concerned, there is absolutely nothing you can, if you have not been given a permit, because the maize would be seized like they did before as it arrives in the country. After seizing it, they will distribute it in the manner that they have been distributing it, some of it through ZANU-PF structures.
Does this mean the MDC has given up?
You never give up. I'll continue the pressure, because if you give up, you are letting the people down.
What type of organizations were willing to donate food to Zimbabwe through you?
Well, there are many organizations that were willing to donate food through MDC, and knowing that we will distribute the food without any discrimination.
Operation Murambachina has exacerbated the food situation in Zimbabwe. Has MDC made its own assessment?
Throughout the country, even in Gweru here, people are desperate. There were many people who were making a living out of selling tuck shops that had been approved, some of them with licenses, and suddenly it all closed down. Some of us farmers now, I produced vegetables, potatoes. The people who used to buy have all vanished. So the effect of this Murambachina or Murambavanhu is very wide and devastating.
Is the MDC in any way involved in helping those directly affected by Operation Murambachina?
MDC helps, yes. But MDC is a political party whose objective is to try and remove this government, which is so oppressive to its people.
In terms of food aid, is there any other type of assistance that is being offered by your party, since food aid may not be an option right now?
I was actually looking at possibilities of trying not just to feed people, but also to give people some inputs for the next coming season in the form of seed and fertilizers and things like that. Obviously, I'm working on that kind of situation so that we can try and assist the people to try and grow their own food if we get good rain.
Could you tell us more about this help, when it's likely to come?
Whoever is giving assistance does not want to be seen to be giving to a political party. So what we do is that we link up if there is a donor, we link them up with an NGO that then distributes these inputs, not directly as MDC, but a lot of the assistance that you see in the country, or that we see in the country, are the direct efforts of MDC. Every year we have talked to NGOs to come up, even with the UNDP.